you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough.
He will take your breath, stop you in your step. He is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in a fire.
If you'd like to, you can stand and sing, but please sing praise with us.
When he told you were troubled, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one, the grace. Liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your step. He is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in a fire.
Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I need. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I need. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I need. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I need. No fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your step. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in a fire.
declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy. To the Lord of heaven and earth, hallelujah. To the Lord of heaven and earth, hallelujah. To the Lord of heaven and
you are You have been so faithful. For all of our lives, you have been so, so very good to us. With every breath that we are given, let us continue to sing of your goodness. Amen.
God is good
all the time.
Amen. Welcome to the house of God. It's good to see all of you today. If you are visiting, feel welcome and feel in the presence of Jesus Christ. I have a few announcements to make here. First of all, please sign the attendance book and pass it to the person seated next to you. Chai conference will be today at 11:30, and the person who will be moderating will be the district superintendent. So please plan to be here at 11:30. Your presence is important. Also, if you brought a can of soup for the Super Bowl Sunday, next Sunday, please leave them in the Natex. And also, we are still receiving them next Sunday. So remember to bring them next Sunday if you have. And also, Marjorie Lily went to be with the Lord on Thursday. Remember that family in prayers when it comes to the time of prayers. I don't have any other announcement. I just want to give you a moment of silent prayer to remember those who are grieving, those who are not feeling well, those who are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. Our Lord, our God, and our Savior, you are worthy to be praised today. We want to thank you for the way you have been so nice to us. Thank you even for the gift of life, the gift of salvation. Thank you for the fair weather we have this morning. Lord Jesus, you are the God who never fails to keep his promises. Thank you for your word which says you are with us until the end of the earth. And we are witnessing your presence in our lives. We thank you so much. We thank you that in Jesus' life's death and resurrection, we see your love. We see your goodness. We see your justice, mercy. We see your provision and victory. Lord Jesus, you are the God who provides for your children. Our desire is to praise you and honor you as long as we live. This morning, we want to thank you for everyone who was able to be here today. And we pray for those who are unable to be here. You know all the families represented in this congregation. We pray that you be with them today. We pray for those who are traveling by air, on the road, even those who will be traveling this coming week. We pray that you keep them traveling mercies. We want to lift up those who are grieving, especially Lyle's family. Lord, we pray that you surround them with your peace at this time of need. We want to lift up those who are not feeling well and all those who are going through recovery. We pray that you bring full restoration to them. Lord Jesus, we want to lift up also those who are involved in activities like Bible studies, meetings coming up this week. We commit them into your hands. We want to lift up also the church conference we are going to have today. We pray that the Holy Spirit will be present with us, and we pray that we will be a people of one mind. We pray and believe that you have heard our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. God, you have entrusted each of us with the task of witnessing to the good news of eternal love shown to us in Jesus Christ. In this time of worship, give us a new understanding of what it means to be all things to people, so that some of them may come to know you and your great love. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, and forever. Amen. Let's rise up to continue praising God.
Thank you.
Please be seated. This morning's scripture lesson is from many books. So we start in the book of Genesis. The sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was peopled. Now from the book of Acts. And when they had called in the apostles, they had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. As they left the council, they rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. Now, during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. This is good news for God's people.
We've learned so much at our game nights.
Our characters have leveled up in each spirituality, participation, outreach. I wonder what's next.
Well, it's time to play Sponge with me, your substitute dungeon master. After helping out the townspeople last week, you have approached the castle, towering towards the sky. The castle is surrounded by a tall stone wall with no obvious way in. What are you going to do?
Can I see over the wall?
No.
Here, let me give you a lift up. I'll hold Dave on my shoulders.
Can I see now?
Now. Too tall.
We really need some help. I wish there were some more people who could join us.
Hey, up here. I can help. I'd love to play Sponge with you all.
Sure, come on over. Or stay up there.
Okay, I'll lift Eric up.
And I'll lift Dave up.
As you look over the wall.
I'll look over the wall.
As you look over the wall, you see a courtyard with large flower bushes, a table set up as if for a meeting, and across the courtyard, you see a large wooden door.
Great. I climb down. Thanks for the lift up.
Lift up.
You're welcome.
It really helps to have numbers on your side. Some quests require an extra hand up.
Let's give them a good round of applause. Those were impromptu actors. We don't know where team went and some other, so they chimed in. So they did very good. So pray for team. I tried calling him and I can get hold of him. Okay, Let's open with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the scripture that has been read before each one of us and before you. Thank you for the play also that has been done here. Lord Jesus, as we cite through the scriptures this morning, we pray that you give us a spirit of understanding and growth. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Now, we have been doing sermon series on sponge. What is a sponge? Let's say it again. Spirituality, participation, outreach, numbers, giving, and decisions. Amen. For those of you who are seated behind, I believe you can see the words here in front. Those are the words we have covered today. We have covered in the past Sundays, except for numbers. The word numbers is where we are going to get to today. So, are you ready to focus on numbers?
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad you are excited about it. So, some of you might be wondering why we recite the same words every Sunday. We recite just for retention. Repetition is for retention, so that it can stay in our mind and in our hearts. So, the first Sunday of this month, we talked about spirituality. And spirituality is just connecting with God in our faith and through all the creation in the universe, including what you have made with your hands. Recreation. We can recreate. And participation, you know, and this is calling each one of us for teamwork in building the kingdom of God here on earth. Yes, the scripture says two are better than one. One person cannot do all of it by himself or herself. We have got to have teamwork. And last Sunday, we talked about outreach, which is witnessing in action, faith in action. Word or mouth is not enough until we put our faith into action. And here we are today talking about numbers. Now listen, it doesn't matter where our church is today in terms of numbers. Why? Because we have a potential of growth. Our church has a potential of growth. Our church is not a dying church. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, we are not a dying church. I am happy that our church is not a dying church. We are located in a community which is surrounded by businesses. We are surrounded by families. And of course, we have confirmation class, membership class. And that is a sign of good things. Amen? So, we are not a dying church. We should be excited, enthusiastic in the direction we are heading to. I had preached last year, towards the end of last year, about the downtrend of our membership. But I did not show you the numbers. And today we want to look at the numbers. And you can see the numbers. The percentage has been going down, down. Or rather, the numbers, it has been reducing over 6 years. So you can see the declining numbers. But we We have got to stop it. We have got to stem that decline that we have been going through. We have got to stop it so that we can start going upward. Now, let's look at the familiar passages which will help us in understanding about stopping the decline and turn around in our numbers. So far, we have done our part. We have done our part of, we have put in place a plan to stop it. The council and the leadership of the church have put in place a sponge to stop it. Now, God has to do his part. We have done our part. So we need to partner with God in working on all these. And so let's look at the scripture in the book of Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 to 19. And we have read it. And in that scripture we see three people of God coming out of the ark. And that is Shem, Ham, and Japheth. God had only three members. And I tell you, those three members drowned the old city because God was with them. We have heard in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20. It says, where two or three gathered in my name, I am among them. So those guys, they were only three. But they drowned the city. So church, I have to tell you that we have no limitations in membership. We have no territory limitation. Yes, we can grow. We can cover the whole of Lenexa. We can cover the whole of Overland, Olathe, Shawnee, and other places. These three guys in the scripture, they were only three, and they covered the whole world. Because God was with them, they partnered with God. They were people of God. So this morning, let's come to the question. What can increase the numbers of believers? First, the alignment with divine vision. One of the things that can increase the number of believers is the alignment with a divine vision for growth, spiritually, participation, outreach, numbers, giving, and enthusiasm. We have to align ourselves with the vision of God. We have to agree with God that growth is possible. Agree with God that what you have in mind and in your heart to achieve is achievable. It is possible to achieve. John chapter 14, verse 14 says, ask whatever you may need. Jesus is saying, ask whatever you may need and you'll be given. So if we ask him to give us, to partner with us, he will give us. And we also see in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 28, it says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Also, we see in Genesis chapter 26, verse 4. In verse 4, it says, I will make your descendants as numerous as stars in the sky, and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10, it says, the Lord your God has increased your numbers, so that today you are as numerous as the stars in the sky. So prior to entering the promised land of Canaan, Moses told them these words. Yes, the Lord have accomplished his promise. He has multiplied you. You have covered the nations. So the question here is, what can increase the number of believers? What can increase the number of believers, church? It is only God. God keeps his promises. If we partner with him, he will keep his promises. All we need to do is to go before God and say, I want to do it with you. I want to partner with you. I want to align with your vision. And he will do it. Amen? Are you ready to partner with God? Amen. I'm ready too. I remember 9 years ago, SPRC and I met as one of our calls. We made that we need to add 20 members or 20 people to our membership. So one of the calls was to add 20 people to our membership by the end of 2011. So we put the signs everywhere, just as we have done for Punch. Put them at the door as you enter in. I wrote it on my calendar. I put it on the notice board in my office and in the hallway. I put a sticker with 20 on my steering in the car, so that wherever I was going on visitation, 20. We need 20 people. I put it even at the back of the toilet door. When you close the door, you can see it. 20 people. And I'm telling you, by the end of 2011, we had increased the number from 60 to 80 in attendance. And of course, included those who were under restoration. People who had stopped coming to church, they started coming back to church. So, church, it works. It works when, you know, we have the number we are working on. It is not insane when you see, you know, repetition of words. It is not the sense when you see some of us carrying sponge around. It is to remind, you know, to remind us that, yes, we need to work on a sponge. Amen? So all I want to tell you this morning is God is a God of supernatural growth. And if we partner with him, and with each other here in the church, we work as a team, we will grow spirituality and in numbers. And this leads us to the second. What can increase the number of believers? And the second is the presence of God in the church. It is important for believers to establish the presence of God in the church. It is important for a pastor, for Tree of Life praise band, for you as members and believers, to establish the presence of God in the church. Yes, you may be asking, how are we going to do that? We can do through our singing, through our prayers. Yes, we can. You know, I try as much as possible to give you space to establish the presence of God in the church through prayer. You have seen we do corporate prayer. Yes, I give you a moment even for silent prayer. And I've even given the tree of life praise band to even to pray. Not only to invite God through singing, but even through prayer. And all of us, we should do this. So when you see me kneeling sometime and praying to God, or sometime I raise hand when praising God, I'm not doing it because I want to lower my dignity or because I'm insane. I'm doing it to establish the presence of God in this sanctuary. Amen? And I believe all of us should do that. We should establish the presence of God in this sanctuary. We should feel free to worship God. And I'm telling you, where there is the glory of God, people follow. It pulls the crowd. Isn't that true? Yes, we hear in the scripture, wherever Jesus went, a crowd was following him. Whether he was in the wilderness, whether he was in the synagogue, a crowd of people were following Jesus. We hear also about Stephen, who was a man full of grace and power. Wherever he went, people followed him because he had a manifestation of God's presence. And we ought to have a manifestation of God's presence in this church. Amen? Yes. So that is, you know, when we praise God and pray, you know, there'll be a manifestation of God's presence among believers. When you come to church, trust God for his manifestation in this sanctuary. Expect to be blessed when you come here. Expect to connect with God when you come to this sanctuary. And this will not only strengthen your faith, but it will also pull the crowd. You see, when somebody come and feel the presence of God here, he will come again. So it happens in the early church, and I tell you it can happen in our time. It can happen in our time. So the truth is proven in the book of Acts chapter 5 and 6. Where it talks about a marginalized group due to cliques. There was a group which was sidelined. They were marginalized because of the presence of cliques among believers. The problem was that after the church grew in numbers, it suffered from the same kind of problem that the modern congregation still suffers. Yes, let me give you an illustration. Have you noticed how people in the church tend to hang out with people they have common interests? You know, they sit around the table, they drink coffee together. That is called cliques. And while cliques has had a bad reputation, they are not necessarily all that bad, because it can be a support group. It can be accountability group. It can be just a fellowship. So everybody has their clique. So people in such cliques end up spending time only among themselves and thinking about their circle of friends and end up marginalizing those who are not part of the group. So this is where we find visitors saying that church is not friendly. They think they are friendly, but they are only friendly to themselves. So this was the problem which was in the early church. Some people were marginalized because they were not part of the circle of friends. So in Acts chapter 6, God is driving the message home with the point that the only way to build the kind of church he wants is to welcome everybody and make them feel at home, make them feel they are part of the circle. Amen? That is the way to build the church of Jesus Christ. And that is how a church can grow in numbers. So as I bring this to the closing today, I want to encourage all of us to go after anybody who needs Jesus. Go after anybody who needs a home church. And that can increase our numbers. Amen. Am I preaching to somebody today?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So as we receive our tithes and offerings, I want to invite the ushers to come forward.
Thank you.
join me in the spirit of prayer. Glorious and loving God, we thank you because of every blessing that you have given us. Thank you even for the message you have brought to us today. Thank you for challenging us through your word. Lord, as we leave this sanctuary today, we pray that your love and mercies may follow us and help us to be faithful in outreach and in our relationship with you. Lord, we thank you for what we are able to bring before you today. We pray a portion of what you have given us for the extension of your kingdom. May you bless it and multiply it. For we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. The benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus go with each one of you. Amen.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing grace.
dark, song and lights of the stars.